Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, great news, as the Fords aren't selling the team and the coach and the GM are coming back, people. Merry Christmas, Detroit. Martha Ford and Sheila Ford and Rod Wood met with a select group of beat writers yesterday to make those announcements. And I'll just start with something I'm sensing in the air. Something that I think is different here. We all know this organization has a long history and a crushing variety of massive disappointments stacked on top of one another, dating back roughly 64 years. And yet they've still maintained a peculiar, mesmerizing grip on this town. They still owned this town. Detroit fans were still in a Honolulu blue and silver trance. And I'm sensing something different in the air. That Detroit Lions apathy is seeping into our collective bloodstream and starting to spread. This move seems different to me. I might be wrong, but it reeks of a tone deafness, a degree of being out of touch. I think it may be a critical error, one that could have some lasting ramifications. One where you could be losing, you know, the concern is losing fan interest. I mean, there's a saying that apathy is more dangerous than anger. And I believe that to be true. And I feel like this isn't some sort of movement where, you know, the radio station says, stay away in droves, or you know, there's a bunch of people buy T-shirts and, you know, you have nobody to blame for yourself. You go to the games and people stop going to these things happen organically. They really do. It's not a bunch of callers calling the talk show and saying, hey, don't go. It's not a host saying, hey, don't go. I think people choose to do with their free time and their expendable income what they want to do with it. And really, I mean, I suppose some people can be influenced by what is said here on this station or some Facebook movement to stay away from the Lions. But I think it really happens organically. I sense it might be happening now. I sense that this might be the single most dangerous move or non-move made since I remember caring about this team. And there have been all kinds of moves that left us wondering what the hell's going on. And yet I felt like Detroit still genuinely, authentically cared about the team and cared about the future and the direction. And I don't want to overstate the case. And yet, you know, where we sit, we get a lot of feedback. We get a lot of outrage. We get a lot of people who are elated with what our teams are doing. We get a lot of people, not now, but over the course of time, we get a lot of people who are vested in what our teams are doing. And I feel like that there is a frustration that perhaps we have reached some sort of uncharted tipping point with the announcement that this regime is sticking around. you know me well if you've listened to the show. I've been at this radio station for almost 20 years. And one of the things, it's just the way I'm wired. And I'm wired this way because I'm at the core a sports fan. When my teams are doing great, I watch with great intensity and interest because obviously it's rewarding to be a fan of that team. And it's fun. And it's exciting and it's tense. And you may have a chance to win something. And it's you follow and live and die with every snap of the football, every shift on the ice, every trip down the floor. Every pitch, man. Some of those baseball playoff games where you'd hold your breath and you'd exhale for the 40 seconds between pitches and then you'd hold your breath again. We all lived it, right? And that's when it's easy to be a fan. When our teams stink, okay, I'm just wired to find a path for it getting better. That's just the way I am. And some people mock me for it, and I don't care. But when a team is bad, you know, I got the Red Wings on last night. And I'm like, all right, I'm totally focused on Hronek tonight. I'm just going to watch his every shift and every move. And young guy, hope that he is a cornerstone moving forward. And Zadina. And I mean, this is what I'm going to do. To enjoy it and to try and find the path. And I've realized over the last few weeks, I am struggling mightily to see a path to success under Matt Patricia. I just can't see it. And we can get into the Quinn thing too. Like there's a lot to be upset about with Bob Quinn. And I compartmentalize those thoughts and get to those in a minute. But what I see is a guy who, what he's bringing to the table, his skill set is one of a defensive-minded head coach. We can use the term guru or genius or whatever, but we're bringing in a guy that understood how to put a defense on the field to win in the National Football League. And what we have seen is him take a collection of players who the totality of their talent, when you add them all together, might be a C+, B-, a B. Hell, going into this season, I probably thought it was a B+ group, a defensive roster. And we are straight up getting D- results. And you know what I expect from a really good defensive-minded coach? To take whatever your talent is and get better results. Like right now, through attrition, I mean, I would say that their defensive talent is well short of what I thought coming into the year. Let's call it a C roster. And if you want to argue that it's a D roster, fine. Whatever it is, I then expect the coach who's really good at his job to take that D roster and get C results. To take that C roster and get B results. Because you're good at your job, the results we see on the field on Sundays are better than what the roster tells us we have. We are getting the exact opposite. The exact opposite. And I am struggling mightily to find that path to winning, which makes it hard to watch. And maybe I'm wrong on apathy setting in, but that's just the way I feel. I'm not telling people stay away. There's no call to action here. You're going to do what you want to do. And you have every right to. I just wonder if, based upon the feedback, what I'm feeling back from fans over the last couple of weeks, and with this announcement yesterday that the regime is staying intact, because I guess they don't want to lose what they got here, that there's more of a whatever than actual outrage. And that to me is a very, very dangerous place. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. There are some people out there I know that are okay with this. As a general rule, I think continuity is important. I really have always believed that you don't want to have a constant rotating door. But there's also a problem that the Lions have had historically with staying way too long with a bad thing. And I'm willing to, and I will continue to be willing to judge each Lion regime from ownership to GM to coach based upon what happens under their watch. And when Martha came in and blew out everybody in charge right away, things might be different. And boy, was I a fool, because this doesn't feel different at all. At all. All right, Gators off today. Doug Karsh, we'll get to your phone calls in a moment. And we will, there's a lot to unpack here. But just my opening thoughts are, I think that this is a tipping point in Lions history as far as this relationship with this fan base. There have been a lot of bad decisions. This one feels like there's an organic give up going on. I really believe that. And it seems to me that it's right now, fans, I mean, you are the pulse. And what I'm getting back is people just going, whatever, I'm out. Not some movement, not some something that's organized. I feel like it's happening organically. People are just like, I don't care anymore. Kang, real quick, let's get to your thoughts before we get to the people.
I freaking knew it, man. I've been saying it for weeks, and I freaking knew these guys were coming back. Oh, is what I thought when I got the, of course, all our breaking news comes from Evan when he texts us, because yep. I was busy with the baby and all this stuff, and I get these texts flying through, and I start reading them. I'm like, I thought it was a joke at first, because even though I knew this was going to happen, I did not want this to happen. I told you, I hope I'm wrong. Please be wrong. But of course, I wasn't wrong. I'm not wrong or right on a lot of things, but I just had this feeling. It's like when the Lions were going to draft Hockenson. Remember, I locked it in a few weeks earlier. I said, you know, guys, they're drafting Hockenson. All the signs point to it. I felt the same way about bringing back Patricia and Bob Quinn. I knew they were going to do this. And they put out that weak-ass statement after they meet with the reporters about, we hope to be playoff contenders. We want to play meaningful games in December. Where's the bar? They only want to contend for the playoffs now? Guess what? You were contending for the playoffs when you let go of Jim Caldwell. You're the one who came up here and said 9-7 wasn't good enough. Now, they don't even... I don't care if you don't want to hold yourself to a statement you released earlier because, oh, we didn't say we were going to make the playoffs. Who cares? That's the point, isn't it? And then they just released this statement to the fans on Twitter, an email to the season ticket holders. They brought up all these excuses, Doug. We were leading in every game. We're competitive. We don't want to bring injuries up as an excuse. And then they bring injuries up as an excuse. We want to be competitive. No. Playoffs or bust, period. What's wrong with saying that? And the only thing that matters, by the way, is wins and losses. So you want to talk about building a foundation of character and all that stuff? That's great. I'd rather have a team with no character, no foundation, practices horribly, and wins on Sundays. Because that's the only thing that matters. And you want to start charities, you want to feed the hungry, you want to send kids to school, go ahead. That's great. Do stuff in community, that's awesome. But guess what? You're a football team, and you have to win. You still have to win on Sundays. You have to win on Monday night. Yeah, right. They're not getting a Monday night game. You have to win on Thanksgiving. You got to be kidding me. And it's just, you talked about it earlier. Are they even self-aware of what's going on? They brought up the point, this isn't a popular decision. No kidding. You know what's popular? Winning. You're one of the least popular franchises in football. It's like the Chargers and then the Lions. No one even cares about you outside of Detroit. It's not about, popular is winning football. No more Marth Vader stuff, okay? And then they said that, oh, you know, they know what's going on. The fans aren't happy. Do something about it. And by the way, just because you let go of this Quintricia staff, that doesn't mean starting over, by the way. You didn't have to start over when you took over back-to-back 9-7 teams. because you're the one who said 9-7 wasn't good enough. They totally sold Martha and her daughter. They sold them. Isn't there a law against like taking advantage of senior citizens? This is ridiculous. We have injuries. And then an hour later, they put Matt Stafford in IR? One of two things happens. These two idiots were planning on playing Stafford, or they held this over the head and said, we're going to play him if you don't bring us back? Which one is it? This is absolutely ridiculous. And it's December, what is it, 18th? And I'm already, I already feel like there's no hope for next year. Of course I'm going to come back and I want the team to win and all that stuff, but right now, talk about sucking the life out of me. We haven't even gotten to the draft. The season's not even over. What a joke. What a joke.
Do you agree that something different about this move? That the fans are, they just don't care as much. That they're starting to grow to an unprecedented place of apathy with this team, with this organization.
I can speak for myself and say it's starting to happen with me more and more. Listen, nothing to me is worse than extending Matt Millen. Okay, I don't think this is that bad. But this is bad. They absolutely do not deserve another year. Okay, the only reason they're putting out there is continuity. They're building something.
I mean, that literally is the only possible thing you can.
Doug, you're a huge Detour fan, right? If you're going down the wrong path, you don't continue that path just because you don't want to change paths. No, dude, we're on the wrong path. Get off the road. Detour. And like I said, it is not an automatic rebuild to fire this team.
Fire the staff.
Not today's NFL. Look at the Buffalo Bills. They had a quarterback, a second-year quarterback, who no one thought could throw the ball, right? Yeah. Even they're winning now. I don't care if it's every other year or whatever. This franchise is a loser franchise organization. Give me a break. Show me you care. You know what? I'm going to bring out all the SOL cliches. Yeah, of course they want to win. I guess they care. But do you really, really care? Because if you really cared, you wouldn't be putting up with this crap.
248-539-9797. Brian is in Northville, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Doug. Appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
You know, you think I'd be happy today because I'm one of the guys that might be winning a beer from you and Gator. I was actually looking forward all year to bringing you guys beers because I figured, you know, I'm going to lose, right? And no big deal. I'll buy the whole crew some beers. We'll have fun. Take a selfie. It's a beautiful thing. I've never been more hostile in my life. I went from apathetic. It's like, I don't care to, oh my God, they did what? I saw the news when it came across the wire yesterday. And once again, as I told your guys when I was calling in, I don't want to ever hear the word assassin.
Brian, I can't. I'm struggling. Your cell phone's breaking up. We'll give you another second.
Hang on. Give me 2 seconds, guys. Yeah. Let me get it.
Much better. Go ahead.
A little bit better?
Much better. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, I was just saying I don't want to ever hear, credit given to Martha again as Martha Vader or assassin or anything like that. She just showed once again how detached, unplugged, unconnected she is with Detroit and reality with her fans. And it's a sad thing, Doug. Like I said, I was looking forward to bringing you guys beers knowing I was going to win, had a shot at losing that bet, right? And now I might win it. And I couldn't be more upset about it. So when I see these Lions fans walk around in their blue jerseys and their Lions cap, I just look at them as like, you guys are losers. You're pathetic. Why would you ever put a losing organization's colors on your back and be proud to wear that? This is a sad day, not only for Detroit and Lions fans. It's also a sad day politically for our republic. And I couldn't be more disgusted and just pissed with both decisions. And I'm out on the Lions. They're dead to me.
You know, the only thing I will disagree with you on is I will not judge people for liking what they like. If when it comes to sports, it's just a game. I'm not going to call somebody a loser because they continue to be a Lions fan. 248-539-9797, Drew in Royal Oak. Hi, Drew.
Hey, Doug. How's it going?
I'm okay.
Same here, man. King hit it on the head. You've hit it on the head. That last caller hit it on the head. It's just so disappointing as a Lions fan. I mean, I've been watching. I started watching really the 0-16 season, which was the worst year to start watching the Lions. But you think it can only get better from there. And this specific move to me, as I've watched the Lions is just the most. There's no reason for it. There's just no positive reason for it. What good thing could come from giving Quinn and Patricia another top five draft pick if that's where we're going to head? Also, you said 9-7 wasn't good enough, and yet here we are. We still haven't won 9 games in 2 years, and you're not even letting it go to the end of the season quietly and then letting them come back the next year. No, you're letting us know beforehand, hey, guess what? You're fine. They're going to be good to go. It's so... You hear the lack of words in my voice. I'm so frustrated and disappointed in the organization. And honestly, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be a fan of this kind of decision making.
Hey, I'm telling you this. I've been on the receiving end of these calls professionally for a long, long, long time. The tone has changed this year. It has changed. There is a give up. I'll do something else with my time. Feeling that is far more persistent than it's been in the past. And quite frankly, I hate it. I hate what they have done to this town when it comes to the NFL. My God, man, Detroit is such a great sports town. Like, it is such a great sports town. We have all four teams, two major colleges that people are passionate about. And at times are lean, obviously. We've had a great run. I mean, the Tigers won the World Series in 68. There was a bit of a drought. The Michigan State wins a NCAA championship in 79. The Tigers in 84. Michigan basketball in 89. The Pistons 89-90. The Red Wings gave us 4 Stanley Cups. The Tigers are right back in World Series contention. Michigan football in 97. Big Ten championships for Michigan State. I mean, it's been a great run. And the 4 pro teams here right now are brutal, and maybe that puts us in a desperate place. But honestly, I can't see any justification other than simply saying continuity. Continuity, continuity, continuity. And I believe in continuity, except for continuity for continuity's sake.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.